From an undisclosable location for reasons of security and everything that follows, welcome on board the mothership that is Coast to Coast AM. John B. Wells in with you for the duration of this evening, and I'm delighted to be back with you. It's been a little over 2 weeks since we spoke. And as is my custom, because it seems like there's something weird going on every night, but for some reason it seems especially weird to me when I'm coming on the show with you. Stuff is just all over the place. I have 11 windows up in the computer thing. I'm just going to go around and get real ADD with it tonight. This is going to be a nice program. I think you will enjoy it. Tonight, in the second, third, and fourth hour, we will have Charles R. Smith. He's one of America's leading experts on cyber technology and all of the implications that go with it for war, terrorism, privacy, and every way technology interacts with our lives. He is an exclusive columnist for News. Is it columnist or columnist for Newsmax.com? As its cyber war expert, he's currently president and CEO of Softwar. It's his own consulting company, and we look forward to speaking with him. So let's just get into a little bit of this stuff. This is very, very interesting. Wasn't Anonymous supposed to crash the stock market tomorrow? I could have sworn they said the 10th, but tomorrow is Columbus Day. Or as I like to think of it, Italian-American Day. Well, it's because I've got a little Italian in here. And I'm really wondering how that's going to play out because, I don't know, how can they crash it when it's not up and running? Or is that the big surprise on Tuesday? On this Occupy Wall Street, now we have 853 cities that have something going on. Even a friend of Coast to Coast, Alex Jones, was at the Occupy the Fed thing in Dallas, and it is just all over the place. It's going so utterly viral, to use the catchphrase of late, that it really makes you wonder, is this the Guy Fawkes a la V for Vendetta syndrome? If it is, then maybe that's a good thing because, you know, as annoying as some of the, you know, I have to admit, I had the will, but I didn't really have the power, mentally or otherwise, when I was in the college years. But to see all these people doing this, it makes you wonder, at least it makes me wonder, is this orchestrated? Is it, of course it's orchestrated, but I mean, is it orchestrated from the side of things that we don't think it's orchestrated from? Namely, them of the government, the unseen, whatever. And what's up with that wink that our president gave the protesters, like, hey, I'm on your side. I'd really sort of like to, you know, collapse the Fed and some of these other establishments too. Is it too much Fight Club? Did people watch Fight Club too much? Anyway, the system's got problems, and if this is the way to address it, then that's fine. I would urge everybody to let this just unfold, and don't take sides. Not right now. Try and stay as objective as possible. And I'll tell you why I say that. It really seems to me that there are forces at work in the mainstream media and elsewhere that are determined to divide us. Divide us to the point where the information that is true and the information that is actually disinformation become so minced that you don't pay any attention to any of it. So I would urge everyone who has an interest in this to participate to the fullest extent that you wish to participate. Just make sure that there is no credibility lost through violence or craziness or anything that is non sequitur as far as addressing the problems that this is originally supposed to be directed at. Namely, the banks are out of control. We did not do what President Eisenhower said. We did not let the military-industrial complex remain separate from the government. They are now together. Maybe they always have been, but they're visibly together now. Here are a few things that are going on that may interest you. There's a website called Full Spectrum Dominance. There are dashes between the words. I urge you to look at this from time to time. Any of the, there's not much colorful language on it, but there are expressions like, well, you'll see it when you go there, but But there's all kinds of things in here. I'll get back to that in a minute. Let me go over this other thing real quick. Salon.com, one of the most liberal outfits out there, is concerned in an article of September 30. The due process-free assassination of U.S. citizens is now a reality. Now, get this. It was first reported in January of last year, I'm quoting, that the Obama administration had compiled a hit list of American citizens whom the president had ordered assassinated without any due process, and one of those Americans was Anwar al-Awlaki. No effort was made to indict him for any crimes. This list is put together by a committee, a government committee, and there will be no exposure of it to the public. And that's just how it is. This is slightly disturbing, particularly if you wind up on the list. From the European Union Times, China warns Russia of coming American great event. You may know about this already, but in case you don't, let me run a little of it down to you. A shocking new Federal Security Services report, that's the FSB in Russia, report on Prime Minister Putin's meeting this past week with one of China's top military leaders is warning that the United States and its Western allies are in active preparation for the unleashing of a series of catastrophic events over the coming year designed to throw the world into chaos from which they hope global economic and social order can be restored. Who could make this up? According to this FSB report, China's Ministry of State Security, the MSS, were given the outlines of this massive plot by a former Blackwater mercenary named Brian Underwood, who was a contract security guard at a U.S. consulate in China, who believed his actions in getting this information to China and Russia would help avert an apocalypse. He has been subsequently arrested by the United States FBI, who stated in their arrest report of him that according to the superseding indictment, from about March 1, 2011 to about August 5, 2011, Underwood knowingly and unlawfully attempted to communicate photographs and other information relating to the national defense to representatives of the People's Republic of China, with the intent and reason to believe that these materials would be used to the injury of the U.S. and to the advantage of a foreign power. Two more graphs, and they're short, but get this. Chinese intelligence sources quoted in this report appear to verify Underwood's fears by noting that the over 1,000 top-secret U.S. documents and photographs obtained by them show an American government, quote, under siege from multiple threats they fear will spread, causing the unleashing of unprecedented chaos from which normal order will never be able to be reestablished again. So look, trouble always comes from where you least expect it, yes? So let's look at the let's look where we least expect it. Even something as benign, seriously on the surface, as our Occupy movement here, could be turned by certain forces to further such an advance. It's up to us to watch. You know, most of us just want to live our lives and kind of be happy, but we're in it now. We're totally in it. This is what we're going to do, if it's all right with you. Let's take a few of your calls first and foremost. I want to know what's on your mind tonight as we lead up to our guest, Mr. Smith, the connected cyber warfare guy. And we'll take your calls and stack them up. I would just ask that you be brief. And what I mean by that is collect your thoughts and let us have them. And we'll get into all of this and much, much more as we wander down the primrose path to what hopefully will not be the everlasting bonfire. Okay, let's do a little break here and then come back. And Ross, I'll give you the numbers and we'll get this thing going on. John Wells in with you tonight. This is Coast to Coast AM. All right, I forgot to mention this. Mikey Welsh, former Weezer bassist who later became an acclaimed painter and visual artist, died suddenly on Saturday. Yesterday in Chicago, he was 40 years old. The news comes nearly 2 weeks after a September 26 tweet in which Welsh described a premonition he'd had about his own death. Quote, dreamt I died in Chicago next weekend. Heart attack in my sleep, he wrote. Need to write my will today. If you don't know that band, the one that I remember him for was the If You Want to Destroy My Sweater, pull this thread as I walk away. That's kind of a poignant little number because I guess that's how you destroy anything, is just grab a thread and keep pulling until the whole bloody thing unravels. Anyway, I'll tell you what, let's get somebody to come up on the bridge. How about Ryan, west of the Rockies in Portland, Oregon? What's on your mind tonight, Ryan?
Hi, John. Are you familiar with Stephen Bassett? Have you familiar with him?
Somewhat.
From the Disclosure, he's a Disclosure advocate for UFOs and stuff.
Yep.
Stephen Bassett. Well, he has a petition now that's up on the whitehouse.gov website, the actual website. And he's a friend of Coast to Coast. He's been on several times. Everybody should know who he is. And I was just saying, if we can get the Coast to Coast audience to help our friend of the show, Stephen Bassett, out. Is it possible for me to give the address to the petition?
I don't see why not. Go ahead.
Okay. It's whitehouse.gov/GKC. It's really simple. GKC. Let's get the entire Coast to Coast audience to hit that website. And it only takes about less than a minute to sign, and petitions usually don't work that great, and it may not do anything. Most people think it won't change anything. But it's just about getting the voices heard of the American people.
Well, sure, at least it's a shot. If there is no petition, then there is no voice, and there never will be. So.
And there's other petitions there, too. For legalizing marijuana, for recognizing the Occupy Wall Street protesters, and several other issues you can go vote on as well. And it only takes about a minute, but let's help Stephen Bassett out, because a lot of people are tired of the government withholding information on UFOs. You just put your email address in, and you don't have to list your last. It just lists the first initial of your last name. Doesn't list your whole last name, and if people are concerned about putting their information, you could probably just make up a fake name. I mean, they're not going to track you down. And also, international people can sign this. So if you live in Canada or Mexico or anywhere else, you can participate in this thing. So,
well, thanks a lot, Ryan. That's good stuff. Why not? There can't be that many men in black unless they're all Agent Smith, and they're cloning them. Just kidding. All right. Is Sam east of the Rockies in Syracuse, New York? Are you available to come into the room?
Very much so. Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good morning.
Always
how
are
you
privilege.
Doing?
Always a privilege, sir. I just had a comment about these quote-unquote class wars. I'm a firm believer that America is still probably the greatest country in the world where you can make it, any way you can. As long as you pick yourself up by the bootstrings and, work hard. I mean, that's just me, I'm just wanting to make that comment.
Well, so you think this is going to sort itself out eventually? You think it'll be a little bit of a struggle, but there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not actually a train?
I hope we come together as one cohesive unit and stick it out like Americans always have. Right, wrong, or indifferent, we're one big family. There's always squabbles in families, but they always come together, in the darkest moments.
That's really true, Just like Ronald Reagan said, if we were threatened by some sort of a force outside of our planet, we'd figure out real quick how much we have in common, and we could we'd bind together and get it done.
Absolutely, sir. Have a good one, sir. Thank you so much.
You too. Thanks a lot. Lori, wild card in Nashville, North Carolina. I think that's the furniture capital of the universe or something, isn't it? Is she still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, I think it's, it's one of the things we're known for.
Excellent.
That's one of the things Asheville is known for, I guess.
Well, excellent. What's on your mind tonight?
I just want to comment that I absolutely believe that the government is behind the Wall Street protest. And I was listening to Billy Cunningham. I listened to him right before I tuned you in.
Yeah.
He had a guest on that mentioned that they had hired some Mexicans to hold up signs, and they didn't even speak English. And they had some stuff written on. They didn't even know what the sign said. They were in English and the Mexican, and they just hired them for like $10 an hour to hold up the signs and be in the protest. So that says to me that somebody's behind this.
Well, I'm glad you're paying attention, and just keep doing it and talk about it. Don't just, you are talking about the zillions of people right now, but... I was very privileged to interview Ray Bradbury. I had just decided, you know what, I haven't read his book in a long time. This is several years ago on Coast. And that Fahrenheit 451 was such a genius work. And one of the things that was clear in that work was that it was generally discouraged that people gather together and talk on their front porches, communicate at all. And by the way, I'm going to get into this as the show goes on. I'll drop a little tidbit out there as soon as I get to the bottom of it. I really didn't get to it before it was time to come on the program. But something about November the 5th and Facebook and this and that, a lot of people are a little bit annoyed at all the privacy invasion there. You know, there's something about that thing. It's fun on the one hand, and it's great to be able to communicate with people and all that, but it also, taken to an extreme, ensures that if all of your friends and everybody you know are listed and logged and databased somewhere, well, does that mean that you have, there would be absolutely no point in going to anybody that you know or trust, because they, all of those people would be known if you were in a jam and needed to drop out of sight for whatever reason. Let me just take a moment to bring this up, because I warned you at the beginning that it's going to be kind of an ADD kind of night. A guy named Solzhenitsyn back in the day wrote a book called The Gulag Archipelago. And the chief complaint that he had was that when the Russian KGB was going around arresting people, people just went quietly with them. Nobody actually yelled out, "They're arresting me. They're arresting me for no reason at all." So keep your video cameras handy. You're all sentinels. You're all soldiers. And protect that Constitution, because if we lose that thing, we're going to lose it all. And I go back to this article that I started with earlier. And that is the thing about a secret government committee decides who can be placed on an assassination list, and there's no public, no judges, no, there's no window into that mechanism. That is dangerous. And as you know, this has happened several times before, just in the last, well, in last half of the 20th century. All right, take it back a little bit more than that. Time's moving on. Starting visibly in the 30s, and it was not a good result, and millions of people were lost as a result of it. So watch out, because we may not want to do this, but I am afraid we're going to have to. Robert, Wildcard, Van Nuys, California, how you doing? You still there? Robert.
Okay, do you hear me now?
I can hear you now. How are you?
I feel like one of those cell phone commercials.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, this is really amazing. I've been watching this whole situation develop, and it does have intelligence written all over it. Number one, the United States is a superpower, number one, because we dropped that atomic bomb on Japan a long time ago, and we shook the whole earth, and everybody dropped to their knees at that point. At that point, we didn't have any enemies because the whole world was terrified of us attacking them. So we had to actually create our own enemies. That's where Al-Qaeda came from, and all these Middle Eastern terrorist operatives. Great Britain and the United States both created these individuals of the CIA class. They're called troublemakers. If you notice, in Great Britain, whenever the people protest in Great Britain, mysteriously, the same day or next day, there's a bombing in a subway, or the bus blows up with terrorists. And you remember when we were protesting the election fraud, George Bush's election fraud? Airplanes started flying into the buildings. Now, guess what? While this is going on, listen to what I'm saying. When this is going on, if this gets out of hand and people start protesting against the government, another major terrorist attack will take place. That's the National Security Administration's job. Whenever there's unstable citizens or unstable, they go on the play and they create a disturbance. There could be a major terrorist attack on the subway or some sort of flu released with aircraft, making people sick, but there will be a disturbance to break this up if it does go viral, go out of control. But from the very beginning, it looks like CIA troublemakers, because the CIA, basically, I know a couple of people working in intelligence, and they had to go in other countries, and they did the same thing. They get people, if you ever look in a newspaper, you see Middle Eastern people holding signs in English protesting what's going on, and if anybody has an IQ over 30, they realize, wait a minute, these people don't understand English. Why are they holding signs? It's for you. It's for Americans.
Well, not only that, but it looks to me like those are the same guys in every other photograph. Like, didn't I see those guys 2 months ago when we had another thing over there? They're all the same guy with the white shirt on and the long hair, holding his hand up in that angry, kill the infidels kind of way. I don't know. I don't buy it either. We're going to come back with some more of your calls, so give us a ring and get in line. We'll get to you as fast as we can, and we'll just hop on the caravan to midnight and we'll all go together. How about that? John Wells in with you tonight. This is Coast to Coast AM. Thanks, Ross Mitchell. You know what, that song, you remember John Waite? Are you old enough to remember John Waite? Had that kind of woodpecker hairdo. He was really hot for a while, and that's his old band, The Babies. I like that song a lot. It wasn't a real mainstream song, but I liked it. That song was written originally, I'm sure, about a significant other, though it proved to be a disappointment. But in this case, it's been adapted to just the whole bloody situation out there, because you know what? I was one, and maybe you were one, too, who was sort of caught up in all of this. And now it's our trust has been preyed upon, and it's been our own trust in our own system has been used against us. And you know what? I have to tell you this. I really mean this. As awkward as some of those college kids seem, they sense that something's wrong. They know just enough to go ahead and motivate and get out there and try and do something about this. They're getting involved. And you know what? Whether it's orchestrated or not, I hope that they will just not allow themselves to be manipulated. Think deeply. Look two or three moves into the game and try and see where it's really going. I wish them luck, because the Fed needs to be revised. This government needs to be restored to its constitutional principles, and we need to stay on it. And people want to talk about it, and they're in line now from Seattle to Merritt Island, Florida, Toronto to California. So prepare to get it on. This is Coast to Coast AM. We have returned. And listen, I want to thank everybody for coming to visit my new little website called caravantomidnight.com, where interesting devices that I had trouble finding, so I thought I'd make a contact or two, and then to use since we're kind of doing that demonstration thing, that social dissent demonstration thing, that I thought I would, are you ready? Turn you on to it. Now, there's an expression you don't hear very often, but I like to use every once in a while just to keep it alive. Anyway, caravantomidnight.com. Come see us. Check it out. And now, I would like to speak with Keith in Seattle. Are you there, west of the Rockies, out there by the ocean?
Hi, John, and thank you for having me on the air. Yeah, I just want to say I'm a protester currently over at the Seattle, Occupy Seattle, and I'm in the demand group and the safety and security team. And I want to say that, and I'm also a Christian and a conservative. I believe in a constitutional republic, which we are in, and I hope it to remain that. But I'd like to say that the media out here, the controlled media, which there are six monolithic corporations that control all the media in the U.S. Back in 1983, there used to be 50, and they have consolidated over a period of time. Up till now, we're under six media corporations that control everything we hear and watch on the news. And I want to say that out here in Seattle, they are touting us as hippie liberal Democrats, and that's not true. I am a conservative Christian, and I have had the best time of my life out there. These are American people. We all want and hold truths that are endowed upon every human being in this country. The Revolutionary War against Great Britain was caused for a reason, to get out of the grip of Great Britain and the Church of England. And Christians, I was in church this morning, and even the pastor made fun of the OWS protests, and I almost stood up and booed, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt for what he said. However, the fact of the matter is Christians need to rise up. They're Americans just as much as any other group. There's many factions out there, and I just want to encourage every American to go out to these, regardless of what the government is doing. It is the right thing to do. We have to take back this nation. There's no congressional oversight for the Federal Reserve Board. Ben Bernanke has even stated himself, and even the speaker for, or Ben Bernanke, I'm sorry, he's even stated that there's no congressional oversight. Ron Paul has confronted him, and Dennis Kucinich has both. And the fact of the matter is we are losing this country. It's a nation in distress. When you see a flag upside down, that means it's a nation in distress. It's not derogatory. It just means that's what's happening in the United States right now.
Let me ask you something, brother. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off and step all over you like that, but I'm just curious. How old are you?
I am 34 years old.
Well, that's grown. You're grown at 21. You know, you're not experienced, but you're recognized as an adult, and you sound very articulate. So let me just ask you this real quick, and I want to get as many people in as possible because Mr. Smith is coming on here very shortly. Let me ask you this. Is there any way that you see any sort of manipulation from the security services to bring about such a movement as what is spreading all over the place?
Brother, I do. I've been out there all week here in Seattle. Once I get out of work, I'm out there in the groups, and it is organized. So people who are on the fringes, who are afraid, and they think they're just hippies just lounging around and smoking pot, that's not what I've experienced. Yeah, of course, that's happening. But we have food, not bombs. There's organizations that are feeding people. There's groups. There's medical. There's legal teams. There's an internet group. We are organized, and we have general assemblies every day here in Seattle. And it is a beautiful thing to see this. There's transparency because we're open in the public. And what's happening with the Congress, all of our representatives do these secret deals behind the scenes. Yeah, they go on C-SPAN, but that's for show. That's all smoke and mirrors. And all the deals that are done with our politicians, unfortunately, are not speaking for the people, and they're speaking for the corporations which have bought and paid their soul.
All right, listen, I hate to cut you off.
Okay,
I want to get some other people in.
Thanks.
This is good stuff, and thank you very much for calling. Stay in touch, and anybody can shoot me an email, johnb@coasttocoastam.com. It's kind of a long address, but I read them. I'm reading them now. As a matter of fact, before we bring Cornelius in Louisiana into the global living room, I want to respond to an email that I got, and this is what it said. John, granted you and George were hired to promote and advance the conservative New World Order view to often the most extreme, yet when issues are taken out of context for self-serving ideology with no sense of rebuttal, it is at best divisive. George Norrie and I were not hired to advance the conservative New World Order. As a matter of fact, I worry about the stuff that's going to come out of my mouth. Trust me on that. I think some of my friends and colleagues worry about it sometimes, too. So this man's name's Stephen, and it's like, Stephen, that's just not the case. Thing about it is I'm old enough now to where I saw all of that stuff. I saw what was going on with SDS, and I saw the communist hysteria back in the, not in the 50s, I'm not that old. But I saw the distress in the country over a war that cost thousands upon thousands upon thousands of lives and wounded and this and that. And it's been war, 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 war. I was playing in the sandbox out there when the sonic booms were going off overhead. That meant Strategic Air Command was overhead in B-52 bombers with bellies full of nuclear weapons. So I've been there, pal, and trust me, nobody can hire me to promote any New World Order or any kind of an order. I just call them as I see them, pal, and that's it. Thanks for staying in touch, and I appreciate your input. You gave me an opportunity to straighten that out. Cornelius, where are you, man?
Yeah.
What's up?
Stephen B. Wells. This is Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. I want to thank Gina, your call screener, and your viewers and listeners because they've been praying for my mom. She's dying of blood cancer, and she's really improved, so I just wanted to start out with that. And I was been trying to get George Norrie. I hope you will one day, or somebody will get Glenn Beck on. Now, Glenn Beck's been right about just about everything that's been going on. These protests started in the Middle East, and now they're coming over here. So I know y'all are not a part of the New World Order, just like you're saying this guy wrote you an email, because y'all are telling the truth, and you're trying to help us get back to the U.S. Constitution. But in a way... like these protests, they're like youthful idiots at these protests. In other words, the youth are just being used. And you can kind of see that. And I don't think it's going to be a good outcome. So I hope you'll hold on. You believe in Christianity, I can tell. And I hope people hold on to their Bibles and their bullets and their God and their guns. So that's all I got to say. And God bless you there, John B. Wells. And God bless Coast to Coast AM.
Thank you, Cornelius. You take care, and God bless your mother. I hope it's as smooth as it can be, and I hope she improves, and only good thoughts are coming out of us toward her and you. All right, let's see here. Uh-oh. Wow, could it be the land of the Dodge, the land of the Dodge Charger? You know, the old ones that really looked good, Chris and Hazard, Kentucky? Are you there, man?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here, George. I'm not George, but John. sorry about that.
No worries.
I would like to bring up, you were talking about the Constitution. Well, there's an act right now. It's called the DC 40 Act. And basically, it's a Republican back, and I'm a Republican, I'll go ahead and say it, but I was outraged when I heard about this last night. And basically, they're going around to all 51 states. Kentucky is November the 11th. They'll be here the 10th to set up, but the 11th. And basically, they're going to, quote-unquote, purify every state and try to make everybody Christian. All right, and then at the end of all the purifications, they're going to go to D.C. and hold a rally to try to get the Constitution changed to where it's only going to be a Christianity-based nation.
Well, I haven't heard about this one. I wish them luck with that. I don't think that's going to fly. You know,
I'm hoping not, because it's going to turn into a Salem witch hunt. I'm not a Christian. I'll go ahead and say it. I am a Druidic pagan. I follow Native American ways and Celtic ways, and I love the land and love the life that it gives me and the freedom. But I just don't want the world to turn into another witch hunt. You know what I mean?
Well, and, you know, the world thrives on that sort of thing. You know, it's one thing after another. I mean, if you go back into it, I actually researched this one time, and it turns out that it seems to be true that on February 29th, 1892, the Supreme Court decided that this the country's principles were founded on Judeo-Christian values and all that, and people, you know, they get upset about that stuff. And let me just take this opportunity to mention something about church and state. Henry VIII decided that he wanted to create his own church so he could dump one of his wives and go with another one. I believe what it says is the government will not establish a state religion, but, you know, I don't really see where they, I mean, I'm not a legal scholar, you know, blah, blah. I'm not even a constitutional scholar. I'm just just an observer. But to me, I think people are overusing this term separation of church and state. Many of the things that they're going to the courts with them and everything else, it's got nothing to do with establishment of an official national religion. I wouldn't sign on to something like that, no matter what religion it was. That's not what this country was founded on. It was founded on religious freedom. You can do what you want, you know, within reason. Of course, then again, you know, I understand Sharia law is being backed in some parts of the country. Go ahead and wrap up with me right quick. Tell me.
Back at the fall of the Roman Empire, Catholicism was born, because the Roman emperor wanted something to bring everybody together again. And this is what I'm foreseeing, that the government will want to bring everybody together again under Christianity. And do you see the similarities that I'm seeing? Everything that we have right now is in turmoil. We're going through another recession. The economy's falling out. And this could be the one beacon that they use to try to bring us all together, and it's going to turn into a massacre of freedom.
Well, like that CIA guy said in Charlie Wilson's War? We'll see. We've got time for a little bit more. Take care, and thank you for ringing.
Thank you.
Matthew in Costa Mesa, California. Come on in. We got a little time here. Matthew, first-time caller. Are you there?
Thanks, John, for taking my call.
No worries. What's on your mind?
One thing I'm concerned about, and I'm proud to be American, first of all, I'm a 39-year-old man, divorced, father of five, and I have to live in my car to pay my child support. One thing I am concerned about is that I don't see somebody we need a leader. I don't see a leader out there. Yes, we're gathering, but how is it going to change anything? The only thing I see in the future is violence. Because as you can see in New York, yes, it was calm and quiet the first couple of days. Then they started beating them and spraying them and corralling them in corners. There's no leader. And we have this guy that's anonymous. That's not a leader. we were hoping that we had our leader with Obama, and with the internet, Facebook, they basically elect this man. I mean, we have him, and he's not stepping up to the plate. And it's sad because I was hoping he would. But I see a leaderless occupation out there. Who's leading us? And if there's nobody leading us, what's going to happen? A lot of people are going to get hurt.
All right, man. Thank you very much for that comment. Appreciate you. Stay vigilant. Well, let's see. We got a little more time here. By the way, yes, it's true. I said something confusing a while ago. I didn't mean to suggest the B-52s. I know they're subsonic. The Hustlers weren't. Those were B-58s, the coolest plane ever made. I'm just saying, sonic booms, Strategic Air Command. B-52s weren't the only things they were flying. They were flying other stuff up there, too, that were supersonic, because something was making the sonic booms. That includes nuclear-capable fighters. Okay, so let's retire that real quick. And having done that, how about Josie in Richmond, Virginia? Richmond, Virginia, smoothest southern accent of them all, Virginia.
That's true. They have a wonderful accent.
True.
My mother had it. I played at the Wells Theater in Norfolk, by the way, just by way of interest. I'm calling because I think that there's a solution to what these people are doing in these various cities. Protesting.
Tell me. Yep.
There has not been a national conversation yet on exactly what kind of tax would be the best for everybody. And the fair tax would be it. Anyone who goes to their website or learns about it says, this is a fabulous idea. Let's do it. But the politicians don't want to do it because they're too entrenched with the special interest giving them money for their campaigns and the like. So this puts gets rid of the IRS altogether and puts the power of the purse into the hands of the people, essentially. And then when they go buy stuff, they'll pay a tax. The revenue will come into the government, maybe even more, because businesses aren't taxed and all that money from offshore is going to come flooding back in here and will change our economy. So the main thing, if these groups would contact their representatives and their senators and say, and if there's enough people that are educated on it enough, then the politicians will have to act. But right now they're not enough of us saying, we want a fair tax plan. Please put it into place ASAP.
Let me ask you something real quick before we run out of time. What do you think about a VAT? It doesn't have to be 17%, 18% like it is.
No.
A VAT? You don't think that'd do it?
No. Once it's in there forever, and it's in there all terrible.
Well, I mean, like drop the tax rate down, you know, into the teens or maybe a little bit less, and then put a VAT on stuff. You don't think that'd do it?
Uh-uh. That's what they have in France and other places, and they're all entrenched, and you never get it out.
Gotcha.
And this puts the hands in the – you go to fairtax.org, and there's a whole lot of – I don't do computers, but I know that there's a lot of things on there that tell you what it is. There's a book called Fair Tax.
Yep. And,
but even the talk show hosts have not talked about it to educate
Understood.
People. And so that's the problem. People need to know what to tell their politicians. And say, this is what we want. And if enough people do it, then they answer. But not until then.
Well said, my dear. Thank you very much for calling in. Well, I'm sorry I didn't get to David in Toronto, or Paul, or Solomon, or Kenneth. I tried. Thank you for calling. Maybe if you hang around for a while longer, then you can talk with Mr. Smith. Charles Smith, who's coming up. He's a cyber warlord. And we'll be talking to him next hour. John B. Wells in with you tonight. Thanks for joining us. This is Coast to Coast AM.